The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change, cultural norms and landmarks as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation of Hard Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bon for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, ESC Distributors Limited, Grand Bahama News, the Ministry of Public Service, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Raj Electric Motors.
The Foundation. Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Wednesday here in the city. Wherever you are out there, say good afternoon to you. Hope that you're doing well. Hope that all is well with you. And you made it through another night. Praise God. If you're here, if you're listening to me, you made it through another night. And I just pray that the Father continues to watch over you. And you guys move in the direction that you're supposed to. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to kind of dive into these things. I am grateful to you to being able to tune in with us. We're continuing with our series. Got to shout out my good, decent people before we go ahead and do anything else. My good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, they got everything laid out for you. Make sure you check them out. They are located on number 407 Blue Hill Road South. You can go and check them out if you're in the market for insurance, if you're looking for something for your vehicle, something for those SDs that you just get, that taxi, that livery, all those particular things. You want to be able to go and check them out. And they can take very, very good care of you in that space. Just ask for my good friend, Etheric Bow. He could take care of you. Or Mr. Richardson. And these guys will accommodate you in that particular space. Also, just to let you know that if you're looking to transition careers and looking to this make some things happen in that space, you want to be educated about what's happening in the insurance world in terms of being able to take your exam. You know, you got to take an exam for that. My guy, Etheric Bow, will be more than happy to assist you with that. He's always looking for eager participants to kind of move forward and make some things happen. So please give him a call at 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They got everything laid out for you. Guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. It's very interesting stuff. The population growth rate declines. The population growth rate declines. That means it's gone down. Amen? I just understand what decline means in this particular stead. It declined. It went down. It's regressing. It's going backward. My God, your desire for pleasure has increased, but your desire for purpose and population expansion has decreased. We got to fix this. We got to fix this. I think, I think we have shifted over the years in this sort of an idea where we have so much to do in terms of productivity. We have so much to do with so little time. I have to be able to prove myself, my worth, my value, and be able to move in that direction. I don't think kids could be able to help me right now. I don't think the burden of a husband, the burden of a wife can help me right now. I got to get my own house. I got to get my own this. I got to get my own that. Listen, man. I grew up very peculiar. In my own mind. This is my mind now. This is not necessarily, I don't know if my father or my mother would say this about me, but in my mind, I grew up peculiar. I made a determination within myself. I made a determination within my spirit, within my heart, within my quiet prayers unto my father as a child. I made up in my mind, I would do a certain amount of things. I would do these particular things. The only thing that I was concerned about as a child growing up, maybe because of my exposure, maybe because of it in the environment, maybe because I felt like the way that I was seeing it, it was done incorrectly. I had a desire to kind of do it differently, and I wanted an opportunity to participate in this. I wanted kids and a wife as a child. I don't know if I wanted as much kids as my son, Gabriel. He's 5. He's going to be 6. He said he wants 7 children. He didn't name the children. This is a lot. But I, as a child, I wanted kids and a wife, someone to call my own. Someone that I loved, someone that loved me. This is my prayer as a child. And I knew that this is what I wanted to do. I never thought about a career path. I never thought about any of these things. My soft prayer to God, Father, give me something to do that I love, that I could take care of my family. That's it. As a child, I grew up and understood that. That's it. I knew that I had qualities and knew that I had capability to be able to do some stuff. I didn't know where this fit in our society. Remember, we saw some stuff. We saw repetition. We saw, it's not like a modern slave perspective. Because we saw service. All right, so all I saw is construction. All I saw is people laboring. And then when they get off from work, they would feel alleviated, right? This is torture. This is slavery. What's going on? This is what I saw. So I didn't know where to place myself. I just wanted to do something that I loved in those particular areas. And so I wanted to be able to have 10 kids. I really did. Between 7 and 10 kids. I'm going to be honest with you. I felt like Mother Goose with all the bunch of children in her shoe. Like these stories with a bunch of kids. I wanted that. These movies with a bunch of kids. I wanted that. This long table with a bunch of children around the table. I wanted that, right? But my God, I can't kill the woman. Jesus. I can't kill the woman, right? We got four. Praise God. We get the four. I'll keep the four and keep moving, right? But the truth is that this is what I wanted. Yesterday, I had an opportunity to be able to stop at, and it's peculiar that these things happen like this. I stopped over to the supermarket, Super Value, top of the hill, Mackey Street. And I got something. It wasn't good, what I got. And then I took it back, changed it. And the young lady was assisting me, right? And she kept smiling at my daughter who was with me, my baby girl, Helena. She was with me, right? So Helena talks a lot. So she says, hi, my name is Helena. I'm 2 years old. Hi, I'm Helena. She tells everybody, right? I said, baby, you need to stop this. Hi, this is my daddy. Hi, this is my... Everywhere we go, she's 2 years old, right? So the little girl behind the counter, the young lady behind the counter, she's smiling. And she says to me, so I said to her, I said, do you have any kids? So she says, no, I don't have any kids. I said, well, that's why you're smiling so much. You believe this is cute. You don't know that these children don't shut up, right? So she's laughing now, right? So I said, do you want kids? She said, no, mister. I don't want no children. I said, how old are you? She said, I'm 17. I said, you don't want any children at all? She said, no, I don't want no children. She's a cashier, right? And I said, but it's peculiar. Why would you say something like that? She said, I don't want no children. And I said, you know, I know this young lady, and this just happened yesterday. I say, I know a young lady, maybe in her 30s, almost 40 now, and she's been praying for a long time for kids, right? She's been praying for kids. She thought something was wrong with her. She went to the doctor. She drank all these juice, that gallon of dog juice, that slime, all these things like that. They're doing every Jesus thing, trying to be able to get themselves correct in preparation to have this kid. They want to have a child. They want to be able to show themselves useful in terms of being able to push out a child. Okay, so I'm productive. I can have children. I said, but what she fails to mention is that at the age of 16, 17, as a young girl, she said a quiet prayer to God. She says, I don't want no children ever. I don't want that. Whatever she prayed to God, her wombs were shut up. I mean, I see some of y'all just take this so natural and don't believe that there is a super in our midst. There's a supernatural here, that we are but vessels to be able to carry an everlasting soul and a spirit that exists within us. And when we make these enunciations, the power of life and death that exists within our tongue, and we charge the atmosphere with our desires, with a conscious mind, because you ain't a little child no more. You're old enough to know better, and you're still saying these things, my God. When it comes to pass, you keep trying to figure out, Lord, where did I go wrong? But you forgot this prayer that you release into the atmosphere. Talk to me. This is going to be decent. Okay? Look at the population of this country. Every time I ask a young Bahamian girl with a beautiful child somewhere, whether in the barbershop, whether in the movie theater, whether in the supermarket and I see someone with a beautiful child, most of the time single mothers. I said, this is a beautiful baby. You have any more? No, this is the only one. I saw you looking to have any more kids. Mister, what I can do with them children? What I can do with any more children? Jesus, I didn't want this one. This is what they say. I asked this one lady, I told you this. She says, Mister, you want me to eat them children? Just the other day, I asked the lady. I said, my God, ma'am, this is a beautiful child you have here, jumping up and down all over you. You got to have more of these. Mister, I only have two, and that's it. I said, you married? Yes, I'm married, and that's it. I said, you talk to your husband about this? You don't want no more children? No, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, for the most part, in my personal poll and assessment, as I travail the city of Nassau and throughout the length and breadth of this country and have identified young, beautiful Bahamian women, and I say to them, I love the way your children look. I said, you should have more children. You should get married, so forth and so on. I just get cussed. And simultaneously, a young person who coming from Venezuela, who know that there's nothing there to offer. A young lady that come in from Haiti and knowing that there's nothing there to offer. A young lady who wants to be liberated from whatever she believes is injustices and lack of opportunity in Jamaica or anywhere else within the Caribbean South or in South America that finds themselves on this shore. The first thing that they want is children. You are changing the dynamics of our country. You have no pride, no care, no concern about the preservation and longevity of who we are as a people. You have been discouraged by the injustices and disenchanted with this sort of an idea of the perceived politics that happens in this country right now that is not in your better, that working on your behalf. It's not. And you have given up on everything. Your grandmother had your Grammy. Your great-grandmother was born in the bush. I need you to understand this. And just let's be clear. There was no incubator for the baby having jaundice. Grammy would give the baby water and juke the baby outside in the sun. That soaked right up. There was no sort of opportunities that you could be able to identify whether or not there is a particular rhythm in the baby's heart based upon these things. There was only intuition, a very clear understanding from our midwives and a doctor that was in tune with nature and how things should go. Things eventually happened. You find yourself getting mechanisms to fix club feet. You find yourself getting mechanisms to do this, to do that, to do all these things. All of this, and you're still here. But you have decided to drop the baton as young people because there's nothing to offer for you. After your relentless ingestion of America politics, of America culture, and society and the sway to be able to become a deeper and heavier consumer, you have amplified in your spirit. I got to get more for me before I have any other children. Bananas. Absolutely bananas. Now we're reading this. Population growth rate declines. Fewer babies being born. Census records increased migration. 75% of the population on New Providence. This is absolutely bananas to me. But you pursue pleasure. That's just crazy to me. Guys, I see you calling me. I call the radio station. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300, 5720, hit me up, 422-4796. This is absolutely bananas, and I love to see it in black and white. Because this is saying to me that you would rather die than to build this nation. That you care nothing for politics, that you care nothing for church, that you care nothing for society, that you continue to ridicule the education in our society, that you ridicule the prices. My God, you ridicule every Jesus thing we have here, and you still ain't having children. But Princess Margaret, all day, every day, got people swarming around the place. My God, you can't even go there on prenatal day. And they're hot. Listen to me. Hot. If you go there to the Asthma Bay, all sorts. You can look at these people. These people are foreigners in our country. And then you say, well, what we could do? Well, you didn't try. You pushed the man off. I just want to be decent with you. This will be decent. You decided that that pleasure wasn't good enough for you. You rejected that and go look for more. This carnality needs to stop. We got to get back to productivity and purpose in this nation. Give me a telephone call. We can talk about two things for Charlotte and Freetown today. Quick telephone, quick commercial break. Going to be right back after this.
The foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. I just get a little when I see things like this because I feel like we don't understand what's going on, man. We don't understand what's going on. What do we think this is? What are we here for? What is this? What in the hell are we here for? I have to say it like that. I can't. Indecency, it got to be able to visit me today. Decency, I got the rest of the side. What in the world are we here for in this country? My God, if you do a proper census and identify the origin of the majority, the 75% of the population that lives here in Nassau, you would recognize that the authentic, and like how you like guys like to say, organic Bahamians are being diluted significantly. Diluted. Why? Because as soon as you kiss a young Bahamian gal on her elbow and her back, she popped all the pills in the world. She tried to figure out whether or not her money to get. I'm not going to fight you for these things. Yes. See, logic and understanding, education and exposure says to us that these are the things that we should do at this point, Howard. Are you stupid, Howard? We need money to take care of children, but your grandmother had 12 and she had them eating yam. Howard, I don't want my children doing that. Listen to me. The children are going to be good. You have forgotten your faith. You have forgotten your origin. You have forgotten your umbrella. You have forgotten what got you here. So you spill it on the floor. God should kill you for that. I just want to be decent. As I say this, my God, this is biblical. I just want to be decent as I say this. I got my good, decent Bahamian daughter, Bahamian son, here in the Bahama land, paradise. paradise. They're engaging with every other nationality in the public schools, in the private schools, all over the place. It's almost a gem when we identify these things. When we say, oh, no, that last name is Bahamian. Because, you know, you're the architect. What the child name? Eh? Oh, yes, I met this person, become friends with these people. What's the last name? You never hear this last name again a day in your life. All kind of things, all kind of letters and consonants in the last. What the hell is this? Where are these people from? Not in a bad way. I'm not fighting, no. I'm simply saying. How do we retain? How do we hold on? Yeah, everybody getting woke and liberal and this and that. I'm not going to fight you. Do what you do. Do what you do. But my God, if you want this Bahama land to be able to expand and move to a space where we could be able to find growth, development, longevity, sustainability, and eradicate this sort of corruption to get to a better place that we can be identified as a true paradise, you got to have your churin. Amen? Just don't be decent. Let me take a telephone call before we get to these numbers. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening?
All right, good, man. What's happening with you?
I ain't gonna tell you.
You ain't gonna tell me? What's up with you?
Oh, it's all good, man. This is Stephon.
Grant?
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is my brother. This is Stephon Grant, my brother. Praise God. Go ahead.
All right. So, what you're talking about right now, me and Brooke went to bed last night talking about this. Yesterday, I went out with Uncle Elvis. He was over here. And we stopped at the fish fry. And the chances of a Bahamian cooking for you at fish fry is very slim to none.
My God.
Right? So you're talking about a Bahamian culture location. And these guys are putting tomatoes in a scotch conch. Right? First of all. What?
In a scotch conch?
The scotch conch, okay, my guy. So I'm asking this gentleman. I say, you put tomatoes in your scotch conch? He look at me and say, yeah. And I'm looking around. I like, dude, you might as well put thyme and oregano in this thing because I don't want it no more.
This is bananas.
What are we out here for? All right, so that already teed me off. And I'm like, actually, what's the chances of a Bahamian cooking for you in any kitchen, in any fast food restaurant, or any, you know, diner? What's the chances of Bahamians actually cooking for you? We're giving up our touch. We're giving up our culture out of what? Apathy? Just laziness? Mm. And I think the Bible says it along the lines of he gave the land to whoever worked the soil.
Mm.
These are the people who work in it. These are the people who's working and who's doing the jobs. So that's why the culture is starting to look like them. I've never had, for example, like macaroni with some of these different seasonings in it. Macaroni starting to taste more like garlic and oregano now. What's going on? What's wrong with just cheese and onions? You know, but this is where we are now, and it's not only the babies, but the babies come with a different culture. And some of these people mean their culture. They are serious about their culture.
Yeah.
While we joking.
Yeah.
We got our children listening to Baby Shark. I remember growing up and it was all about ring play.
Yeah.
It was all about brown girl in the ring. Now our children glued to the tablets and they only watching Baby Shark and these Japanese Asian influences.
Yeah.
What? So we're sitting down and letting these things happen. Even if you have one kid. So pump your child up with Bahamian stories, Boki and Barabi. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my two cents.
I appreciate you, my brother. Literally.
Respect.
He's a decent man. God bless your soul. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my brother. He's here in Nassau. We are part of that 75%. We come from grandmama. We're here in the city of Nassau looking for an opportunity to take care of our families. This is what's happening in this country. And while you would cuss people and try, but why don't you go back home to what? So the children could die? Go back home to what? To increase domestic violence and alcoholism because of lack of opportunity that exists in these particular, go back home to what? To where? I told you, me and my grandmother said, baby, I can give you the house. I said, Grammy, I appreciate it. Because from I was a little boy, I take care of the house. I paint the house, fix the house, cut the grass, do all these things. Grammy said, baby, I can give you the house. My grandfather's dead, only her and him. I said, Grammy, I appreciate that. She said, what you need? Whatever you need, I can help you. That's my Grammy. My grandmother loved me. And I said, Grammy, I don't know if I could do it. Me and her sitting down 2:30 in the background. You could be able to hear the Parliament Channel on, and you could be able to see Channel 40. So you're seeing all the old people. Because this is what we do. I hear with her 2:30 in the morning because I got to go to my place, but I don't want my Grammy to be lonely by herself all night. So I stay here with her till 3 o'clock in the morning. Me and her just sitting down talking. She said, baby. I said, Grammy, I think I'm going to leave. She said, baby, don't leave. I said, Grammy, I ain't working. Ain't no jobs here in the city for me to do. I got to take care of my family. She said, baby, don't go. I'm afraid if you go, I can die. I start crying. Me and her, 2:30 in the morning, be crying. I crying. And she said, baby, I'm scared I can die. You don't want to be alone. She's never been alone. Always had people around her. She had 6 children. Before that, her mother, her father, she always had people around her. And I said, Grammy, I'm afraid that if I stay, I can die. And I don't mean that just literally. I mean that from a passion perspective, from a spiritual perspective, because Grand Bahama has a cloud over it that no one seems to dissipate. So we here, but we still here. And my God, I come here and had 2 children in the city. Boom! While you still joking with your one. I mean, let's be decent. I said, I come here with 2, and I had 2 when I was here. My God, if I move someplace else, the woman might get pregnant again. We here to populate this land. This is our land. This is our land. And if the next generation don't understand that we have to hold on to something, my God, just like Lyndon Pinlin said, you ain't worth nothing. Get on the boat. These children killing themselves in the streets. And we watching fewer babies being born. This is crazy. Next call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead. Next caller.
Hey, gracious, how are you doing? All
right, good, man. What's happening with
you? Normally I listen to your radio station, right? And you're very informative.
Thank you.
Educational and also sort of humorous.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes. But this time I strongly disagree with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what you're trying to create is a society of working poor. If you have more than 3 to 4 children, right, how are you...
Wait, hold on, wait, before you go. Statistically, provide me the citation of where you got this information from. I can do this today.
Okay.
Statistically, provide me the information of where you got this information from.
I'll tell you right now, right?
Let me look it up. Go ahead.
Most people nowadays make minimum wage.
No. Tell me where you got these articulate, insightful words from that you can be able to show me somewhere that's written down that's scientific based upon your education. Tell me where you got this from.
From experience.
Why are you telling me experience? What you're saying to me ain't experience.
It's science. Carefully. Who in this world crazy enough nowadays in the Bahamas?
All right. So this is an emotional position.
No. You ready? Let me speak on this. Electricity bill high. Everyone complaining about electricity bill. Your bill higher than your mortgage. The electricity bill higher than your rent. Mm-hmm. So after you pay all these bills, how you plan on taking care of more than one child? Most people nowadays can't even take care of themselves.
That's too bad for them.
And you know what's going to happen?
If you ain't got no faith.
No. If we go by what you're proposing, right, that we have a lot of kids, right, you know what's going to happen? A lot of people are going to say, oh, why Brave Davis can't help me or the government help me with these kids?
Because
the government to assist them with taking care of these kids.
Now watch me. You have gotten into some things. You say you adamantly disagree with me.
I strongly disagree with you.
I'm not going to fight you.
How much for school fee, Howard?
How much?
No. I'll tell you something.
I pay a little thousand.
People who are having a lot of kids nowadays ain't taking care of them kids.
I disagree with you. How can you put this blanket statement on everybody?
Boy, I tell you.
How you can put the blanket statement on everybody?
Howard.
You can't put the blanket statement on everybody.
This is the real world we live in. This ain't no fantasy world. Kids are expensive.
How much children you have?
None.
How old are you?
47.
And you ain't got no children?
No.
You married?
I ain't getting a nut.
Why you ain't getting a nut? You married? You got a woman?
Yeah.
You married?
We've been together for 24
years. That ain't the question. You married?
Not yet.
So you ain't married. So you've been with a woman shocking up all this time and you ain't got her pregnant.
Boy, I tell you.
You need to stop. I appreciate the telephone call. You need to stop. You need to stop. Let's just stop. You perpetuate a culture that exists, a subculture in our country that exists out here, and we continue to amplify it and say that this is the culture of the Bahama land without understanding that that same word of God that we cling to says to us there is a proper way to do things. And if you want to reject it, reject it. Reject it entirely. But you can't come to me halfway, giving me an emotional position, saying that you're wrong, but you ain't got no foundational layout. You got to get yourself together. All of us got to get ourselves together. We are talking about the preservation of a nation. We are talking about the preservation of a people. You concerned with one thing. My God, if we get more educated people in parliament, more educated people involved in politics, then we could start to have a conversation about being able to look at alternative forms of energy rather than this perceived corruption for these men and women to take care of themselves. Every single juncture, every space that we've identified over the course of the last 3 decades in this country, the government has gone against its people. Anytime there is an opportunity to ensure that we can empower the people of this country, the government collectively as a whole has gone against its people and sided with corporations. That's what you're seeing with CCA. That's what you're seeing with Ismarillion. Prior to seeing that with CCA, you saw that with Ismarillion. That's what you're seeing. That's what you're seeing. And that's why we're wagging our and being able to point out what's happening from a governmental standpoint. But this is the culture that exists here. But if you have more passionate people and you pour into them, then maybe we could see a change here. But you're content with that. Be content. I'm passionate about this because this Bahama land for us, for preservation, for growth, for expansion, for opportunity. So what if 5 dumb people out there? My God, we can expand that and dilute the stupidity. The less children you have, the more amplified stupidity comes in our society. Now they feel articulate. Enunciating their stupidity on all platforms for us to be able to ingest, changing the narrative, shifting the focus, and creating a culture of criminals. But you know, this is who we are. I cannot take this. I cannot. The southern islands in this country are being evacuated. People are leaving just to be able to come here to the city of Nassau to hope for an opportunity. More persons having a conversation about being able to go to Canada, being able to go to Turks and Caicos, looking for belonging status, doing everything to get away from this country. My God, what are we going to have for the next generation? I suppose the next generation will inherit nothing. Quick break, be right back after this.
Foundation. Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road, 356-0249 or 323-5266.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Get ready for an exciting October with National Public Service Week. Join us for a fun-filled week of the community spirit and celebration. Kicking things off October 17th, the Family Feud Night at Anathol Rogers High School at 6 p.m. Bring your family and compete for some fantastic prizes. Then you don't want to miss the Golden Oldies and Old School Dance Friday, October 25th, 8 p.m. happening at the Ministry of Public Service and Ministry of Health Veranda and Lower Terrace. Let's groove to the classics. Ready for some friendly competition? Join us for the Softball Jamboree on Saturday, October 26th and Saturday, November 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. at the Blue Hills Sporting Complex. On Sunday, October 27th, join us for a meaningful church service at Bahamas Harvest JFK, 11 a.m. And then, of course, we're going to honor our retirees Monday, October 28th at 10 a.m. for the retirees recognition ceremony and reception at Government House. Curious about your future? You don't want to miss the career fair on Tuesday the 29th and Wednesday the 30th at the Kendall G.L. Isaacs Gymnasium. Ah, boy, we can't forget the float parade! November 1st, departing at 9 a.m. from Arawaki. Show your colors and celebrate with us. This is National Public Service Week 2024.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Cuss me if you want. I'm ready for it today. Let's read this, a little piece of this particular thing. I want you to hear this is, between 2001 and now, the Cuban migration exodus has exceeded previous years. Right? Let me read it, a little taste of this. I want you to be able to read it, okay? I want you to hear this, right? The streets of Cuba look empty. Dozens of residents in every neighborhood have shut their doors or their homes for the last time. Long lines in Havana Airport to board a flight to Nicaragua grow by the day. Some time ago, there was talk of a stampede, a collection fever to escape, to avoid being the last witness of the country's collapse. Nearly 3 years ago, it was said that that Cuba was seeing the biggest migratory wave in history. This is, and though authorities have not released official data regarding the current population, new studies reveal that the real toll of the island's dramatic exodus. Ladies and gentlemen, the population has gone from almost 12 million people to nearly 9 million people. I want you to hear me. The population of Cuba has gone from 12 million people to nearly 9 million, 8 million and some, based upon this particular thing. Okay, I want you to understand what I'm saying. Now, the only reason I've even identified that is because of the blackouts that's happening in Cuba. And this blackout has brought to light what's happening in Cuba. And when I look at it, I said, my God, 3 million people ain't just moved to Nicaragua. They come into the Bahamas also. Amen? Yeah, man. They know the Bahamas is a beautiful place. They know that the Bahamas money and the value that we have in this particular space. They know you like light skin, red, long hair, wasp-shaped gals. Talk to me. Let's just be straight. I lived in Cuba. They know that. And so when you see this population spike and migration coming into our country, expanding, and our children really looking like the Arawak Indians, you can try to figure this out. Why? How did this happen? How did this happen? But if you're content with it, you know, the old people say, if you love it, let it kill you. Amen. Let me take one telephone call before we go to a break. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. How, what are you doing?
What's up? What's up, Anton?
Right, two quick points on this matter of population growth or non-growth or dehumanization, ultimately, and then on your survey to do. Do you know how would I wasn't aware of it. I learned about it from your colleague, Shabago, on his show. But are you aware that there was an exercise carried out by physicians in the country to reduce the population growth of behemoths?
I still unaware of that. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Deliberately and specifically, or was it
deliberately?
Like...
Deliberately. And it was very successful. And the only problem with it, though, and I participated in a conversation while one of the person, I think, who was heading that particular exercise was on the show with Chivago. The only problem, or not the only, but one of the big problems with that exercise being a success is for a country that's an island developing state, for a country that has a serious challenge with the National Insurance Board Fund, we need bodies to work in the market. We need citizens to work in the market to help to secure the National Insurance Board Fund. And where there are lack of behemoth bodies, Howard, where do you think those bodies are going to come from?
Foreigners.
Well, and for those who pander to playing politics with immigration, the reality is beyond the emotional discussion, we need bodies to contribute to paying the National Insurance Board funds every month. And where we lack and fail to acquire those bodies, the pressure will ultimately fall to who, Howard?
Well, I know the debt will increase significantly.
No. The pressure will fall to Bahamians to make up the gap where we are unable to get enough bodies to make the monthly contributions, which means, in essence, Howard, we are going to find ourselves paying a higher percentage and a continually higher percentage of NIB funds every month in order to make up for the shortfall of bodies to contribute to stabilizing the NIB.
But they've already told us that. They already told us that. They told us that they have to get
In addition to government trying to find other creative means to contribute directly into stabilizing the fund, Howard. And so, you know, Howard, it's like on so many different levels, no matter what the conversation is that you introduce to this stratosphere, you would find that we have been failing. We have been failing from a governmental level as it relates to advancing the cause for behemonization in our country. We have been failing dramatically. Moving on quickly to your...
I got to take a break. It's 1 o'clock.
Your survey.
It's 11:59.
I want to make one comment if I could, please.
Quickly, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Howard, how do you think, in order for us to have an intelligent, I have to beat this up again, in order for us to have an intelligent dialogue on how you grade a minister's performance, you have to first understand what that portfolio covers, and then you have to have an honest discussion on if the minister is having success in executing what his portfolio covers, his or her portfolio covers across the entire country. And where you can't prove that success, Howard, you can't be on this airwaves talking about no A or no B or no C.
I have already had this conversation. I've already spoken to you about this. You and I said to you with all transparency, I said to the nation, I said to all those persons who are listening to me, I have identified the information. Is it conjunction with what we've identified from the poll? We've taken information from the poll. We've taken information from the Nassau Guardian. We've taken information from the Tribune. We've taken information from what's happening on their social media. I have amalgamated this information in my ChatGPT. It don't matter how you feel, but what come out here? Don't fight me. Take the poll. Quick break, guys. Get the news. Be right back after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.